Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Chris Milligan is going to join us, author of Fleshing Out Stolen Bones, also the publisher of some of Anthony Sutton's books. He'll be joining us again in the second hour on Friday, because we can't just do an hour on this. We're going to try to get through the rest of your calls very quickly here about Skull and Bones. Then we've got the UN-run white slavery rings coming up with the editor of in the investigation section of the London Mirror. Right now, let's go ahead and go to Linda in Wisconsin. Linda, you're on the air. Go ahead. Linda, go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. Mr. Mulligan, I'd like to try to show some parallelism that's going on here with biblical symbology. And if I could just kind of, you know, quickly go through a couple of things.
Yeah, go ahead and do it.
This is what I've noticed, like with the Illuminati, Skull and Bones, the Freemasons. Okay, let's take the number 322. Mm-hmm. When you add that, it's 7. Mm-hmm. In the Hebrew numbering system, that is a whole number. That's good. That's from God. In the Hebrew calendar...
Well, look, ma'am, yeah, what they're doing is they're very much into numerology, yes.
Right, okay, and in September, when the two towers were hit, that is, on the Hebrew calendar, that's their new year. That's the Feast of the Trumpets. The Mount Zion, Sinai means the burning bush. Here's something I noticed just the other night. I revisited the movie, the Maltese Falcon. In that movie, this falcon is all about the Illuminati.
Yeah, it's from the Templars, yes.
Right. Did you notice in that movie, this man that gets killed, that's Sam Slade's partner, he was murdered on Bush Street.
That is true.
Ma'am,
you can call back Friday when he's back on with us. We're out of time. Yeah, they love putting this stuff in movies. That's why Fox News, Fox TV, with the Lone Gunman episode 2 months before 9/11, with the hijacked plane to be, the secret government wants martial law. They want to fly it into the tower. They love throwing it in our face, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, and I mean these people have been, you know, see themselves as playing the main role in apocalypse, you know, for a long time. The people that settled New Haven. They weren't just Calvinists, they were hyper-Calvinists. And a hyper-Calvinist, among with some of the strict things that the Calvinists believed at that time, the hyper-Calvinists believed in the doctrine of reprobation, which meant that there was an elect in hell. And so these people believe that they are, you know, that they are part of the select that are in hell doing God's work,
And then the Brotherhood article out of Harper's says that. Let's go ahead, and this is some sick stuff. John in Tennessee, last caller we have time for. I'm sorry, and then we'll get to others later. John, go ahead.
Hello. This month I found out my dad's a 33rd degree Mason and a Shriner, according to a book he wrote back in the 70s. He was at that time sued for disbarment of his law license by the Tennessee Bar. So he wrote the book apparently during the trial and appeal to influence the judges. And Albert Pike, we know who he is. He was one of the first presidents of the Tennessee Bar. So it's really nice to know my dad lays in a coffin, drinks blood, and worships Lucifer like a vampire. He's also an alumnus of the Scarabian Secret Society at UT in Tennessee. Scarabs are apparently a franchise of Yale Skull
and
Bones.
Real quick, let me get a comment from our guest.
I work with some people, and one of them goes around to a lot of the university and does talks. And when he gets there, he generally asks, well, what's the secret society here? And he's found basically that every university, some sort of a secret society, and in some of them, especially that seem to be strong in the South, that go, you know, directly to the governorship in many things. So there are other different secret societies, and some of them do have relationships with Skull and Bones, yes.
Yeah, satellites of the mothership. Okay, sorry to the other callers. I want to thank our guests for coming on the show, and we look forward to talking to you, Chris, on Friday, okay? Thank you, my friend. We'll be back. Stay with us. More guests, more news, more calls. Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey boys, Valentine's Day is coming. Why wait until Valentine's Day to surprise her? Visit flowershop.com and send her flowers today. Nothing says romance like roses, and at flowershop.com we know roses. We also know carnations, lilies, snapdragons, and gladiolas. We know flowers. We know the excitement that is created when a flower delivery person arrives in an office carrying a bouquet of flowers. The anticipation grows as everyone tries to guess who the lucky recipient is. And the joy and pride when the flowers are placed on her desk. We also know the envy of those at the desk as the flowers pass by. So don't wait until you're supposed to send flowers. Send them today and tell her you couldn't wait to tell her, I love you. So when you need to send flowers, remember flowershop.com. It's only natural. Call 1-800-627-0046. That's 1-800-627-0046. Or visit flowershop.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight, blasting out across the country and worldwide. We're joined by Graham Johnson, investigations editor for the London Mirror Sunday edition. Children sold into slavery by UN charity. With her big blue eyes and cute smile, 4-year-old Angela would tug at the heartstrings of any parent, but like her 5-year-old brother, Aiko, if I'm pronouncing that right, and their friend Giovanna, blonde Angela is up for sale to anyone with enough cash to buy her. Now, this is in Bosnia, Yugoslavia, in a town outside Montenegro, in a United Nations refugee camp that's now been handed over to some of these Christian charities. And, of course, the UN and DynCorp were found in civil court to be guilty of trafficking in 200,000 women and children in 2000 alone. We have those articles posted at InfoWars.com right now. We read the article in the first hour. It is nightmarish. I want to commend the editor and the undercover reporter for going in and exposing this. This is just amazing. And joining us from London, England, and we appreciate him spending part of his evening with us, is Graham Johnson, the investigations editor for the Sunday Mirror. Thank you for being on the show, sir.
That's no problem.
Please go over the story, how it was, how you guys got in, and now what's being done about it. Please go over it for us.
Okay, well, this story started when the Sunday Mirror investigated the trade in Semtex, basically the trade in illegal explosives in the former Balkans. in the former Yugoslavia and the Balkans. And basically, we bought 15 kilograms of Semtex off a Muslim extremist group in Albania, and some other weapons in Montenegro. And while we were there, we found that, as well as the illegal weapons being traded, there were also children being traded illegally from refugee camps in the former Balkans.
Now, sir, I mean, this story, again, it comes out, they get convicted, governments are involved, this has been released mainstream, but you guys got an undercover reporter in, obviously not using the name because of danger, described this, gypsy mafia, Christian charities at the UN camp. Can you describe what was witnessed in this camp when your reporter posed as a child trafficker?
Well, basically, conditions in the camp outside of Podgorica were very bad. Basically, there's lots of refugees which were displaced from Albania and Bosnia during the civil war. In 1999, this camp was set up, and the refugees have been there ever since. And obviously, this place was temporary accommodation for them, but it still exists today. And it's much like a shanty town. Conditions are very, very bad. Poverty is rife. Living standards are very low. Electricity is turned on and off. There's disease. You know, and many other social problems within the camp. So therefore, this cocktail of bad conditions has become a hotbed of crime. And unscrupulous operators have taken advantage of this to start trading in children from the camp.
Now, from the article, it says the children, some as young as 3, are snatched from their parents and sold for as little as, is that 300 pounds?
That's correct, yeah.
And some are feared to have been taken as child sex slaves, and your reporter talked to the seller there and was, oh yeah, you know, that's what goes on. And they described taking the children from the parents. I mean, how did your reporter handle this? Has this shooken up your investigator pretty bad?
Yeah, I mean, we first received pictures of the kids for sale by email from a middleman which was in the Balkans. And you know, it was very heartbreaking to see pictures of these kids up for sale. And you know, we asked how much they were, and it depended on whether they basically, if they looked like Western kids, if they had blonde hair and blue eyes and pale skin, there was a premium, they commanded a higher price. And if they looked like gypsies with darker skin and black hair, this was seen by the sellers, not by us or by anyone else, as less desirable. Therefore, they wanted less money.
Yeah, so it says here 5,000 pounds for a blue-eyed, blonde-haired boy or girl.
That's right, yeah.
And you guys were being offered bargain basement prices, only 3,000 for a Nordic. Now this is prolific all over the entire region. And again, we have a whole section posted on the site of Mainstream News reporting this. And it says that after your investigator had left, the head gypsy mafia guy called up and said, hey, look, we've got these kids for sex, movies, whatever. Be sure and go ahead and make the buy.
Well, he didn't say that exactly. He wanted his money, and he was encouraging our reporter.
So here, let me find the quote. What precisely did he say?
Basically, the sellers in the camp weren't bothered where the kids ended up, whether they ended up in illegal adoption or they ended up in paedophile rings. They admitted that some of the children from the camp had been sold into sex slavery.
Well, yeah, there's the quote here by the head mafia, the minion here,
yeah,
where he says, I'm trying to find the quote here. I read it in the first hour. He says, we've got some girls that are experienced for you here, too, that have even been in movies.
Yeah, well, that may be the case, but, basically, our story was to highlight the illegal adoption trade in the Balkans and also the child slavery and child sex slavery. And, our undercover reporters at great personal risk confronted the people behind this trade and were able to gather enough evidence, which will hopefully see them arrested and end up in court.
Now, how are these British Christian charities involved funding the camps?
Well, we got evidence that some British Christian charities had given donations to a charity, an NGO which worked in the camp, in good faith. The British Christian charity which had given the money didn't know that there were children being traded illegally in the camp.
In fact, the head of the Christian charity says they visited the camp a year before.
Yeah, that's the quote. Correct. They've been to a camp.
It says here
to try and improve conditions, but obviously they weren't involved in any way with the kids who are being sold into child sex slavery or put up for illegal adoption.
And again, the history of these camps are UN camps, the UN pulls out of the camps, and then Christian charities send money to the camps. That's the point we're making, and I wanted to get their response to learning of this.
Yeah, well, that's right. They were set up by the UN, and again, in my opinion, in good faith. I covered the war as a reporter in the Balkans, and it was a very brutal war, and the local populations were subjected to some terrible atrocities, and conditions were very bad. So the UN came in and did everything they could to set the camps up.
Are you aware of the DynCorp and UN employee who sued because they were fired when they went public, saying the UN?
Yeah, I am aware of that case, but I'm no expert on it.
Okay, well, I wanted to read the quote from earlier. This is from the London Mirror article that you're the editor of. After leaving the camp, we got a call from Vlasnim's brother, Artan, pressing us to wrap up the child-buying deal. He said, you, quote, like Angela, she is 3,500 euros, but you must pay 1,000 euros deposit to obtain documents. If that is good, we see about more business. We claim we were also looking for young girls to work in massage parlors in the UK. Artan said, quote, we have children for more delicate business than adoption. Have girls, 12, 13, girls of 14 for you. There are 20 now available. They are pretty girls, all of them. Some are experienced in movies.
That's
some
correct,
have been on internet sites. You will not be disappointed.
Yep. That's right, yeah.
Also, you describe, sir. Also, you describe a mother when the child was being looked at for purchase, and she starts speaking up, going, "I don't want to give my child up." And the head of the camp does a simulation of slitting her throat.
That's right, yeah.
Your reporter was witnessing hell on earth here.
That's right, yeah. It's a terrible trade, and it's terrible that families are in such a vulnerable position that evil criminals like these child trafficking gangs are able to exploit them.
Well, I can only commend
by bringing it to the attention of our readers that we hope to stop this.
Well, I can only commend you for your courage, Graham Johnson, investigations editor for the Sunday edition of the London Mirror. We've got one more little 5-minute segment here. We've got a quick break. We'll come back. Will you stay with us?
Yes, I'll stay with you.
Okay, great. And anything you want to say, anything you want to talk about, you're the expert on this particular case. We'll just let you break it down for us when we get back after this break with the final little 4 or 5 minute segment with our guest. Then we'll let our guest go, and we'll come back and take calls and get into some of the other news concerning the missing, non-existent weapons of mass destruction. But if we do not expose these types of evil, they will not be contained and eradicated. So this is very good work they're doing. We'll be back with our guest. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Alex Jones here, back live. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. More news. Be patient, folks. We're talking to the editor of Investigations at the London Mirror. This was a Sunday edition story. Children sold into slavery by UN charity. Again, folks, but I was just talking to our guest during the break. Wants to make it clear that these Christian charities, you know, just send the money and aren't involved. And we were talking about how he, you know, the mirror doesn't have an agenda just to expose organized crime. They were there to expose explosive smuggling. by Islamicists, and then found out about the sex trade with the children. It's also huge with women. Since your report came out, have you heard if there's been any type of criminal investigation by the authorities over there? Of course, many of them are involved in it in Bosnia and surrounding areas. Any word on that, Mr. Johnson?
Well, I don't know whether the police force out there is involved in this trade. I'd be very surprised if it was. But no, I haven't heard that there's been an investigation, but it is early days. But what I would like to say is that I'd just like to repeat that at the Mirror, we have no agenda other than exposing organised crime. You know, we don't want to attack the UN. We don't want to attack the Christian charities who, in good faith, send money to these very poor places in the hope that conditions will improve. What we want to do is expose the organised criminals who prey on very vulnerable people who've been made very poor and homeless through war.
Well, Graham Johnson, you said yourself that you guys were investigating organized crime and weapon smuggling.
That's
this
right.
is, I guess, your first venture into this. But let me just tell you, from hundreds of BBC, Times of London, Associated Press, we have a huge section at PrisonPlanet.com. You can go read it and become an expert on it. And interviews with others that indeed the UN, indeed the governments, indeed the police. I've had former UN police, you know, the head, a police officer for the UN who was over one of the major cities there. This is industrialized child kidnapping. The UN says that in 2000 alone, 1.2 million women were taken out of Central and Eastern Europe by force. So this is industrialized, but you weren't aware of that.
Well, those figures may be correct, but I don't think. Basically, at the Mirror, we're not conspiracy theorists. We don't believe that organisations like the UN or this network of Christian charities who help try and improve conditions in these places are directly involved.
Mr. Graham, I didn't say the Christian the Christian charities were involved. What I said is the UN and civil court, along with DynCorp, were convicted, and I've got the mainstream news articles. That's not a conspiracy theory. I'm not saying this case. I know, as a journalist, you're talking about this case where you had an investigator.
That's right. All I can tell you is about the story which I did.
Yes.
And the evidence which we have, and you know, I only wish that the United Nations, after they'd set up this camp, had been able to put a force in place, you know, a monitoring force, a police force, whatever you want to call it, to help regulate conditions in the camp, so that organised crime would not have been allowed to take root. And this trade wouldn't have been allowed to flourish. Unfortunately, it's not that simple. You know, they may not have had the funding. They may not have been allowed to stay in Montenegro. Who knows? All we know at the end of the day is that these kids are up for sale.
Absolutely. And God bless you for having the courage to put out this report and to go in there. And Graham Johnson, we appreciate you and the Mirror for doing a lot of, you guys have been breaking a lot of stories on a lot of big issues months and years before a lot of the other press, and we do appreciate you.
We've got a long history of campaigning journalism, and this story was only one story in a series of investigations about the problem of people trafficking, particularly in Eastern Europe.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for coming on the show, and take care and spend some time with your family.
Okay, thanks very much.
You bet. I think Graham Johnson's a good guy. You can tell he's scared. He didn't sound that nervous this morning when I talked to him. And at the same time, it's not a conspiracy theory. Again, he hasn't read all these articles. They just stumbled onto this camp and did this report. It is the UN police that set these up and ran them, and now they're gone, and the gypsies are running them. So that's the facts. We'll be back with your calls and more.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com. So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Alex Jones here live. We're about to go to Storm, William, Ann, Marcello, Michael, and many others. And I want to hit on some other top stories here. But BBC, Associated Press, French News, Dutch News, all mainstream, government officials, government ministers going public, people being arrested, industrialized child kidnapping, UN convicted of it. This is the reality. And, you know, we have our journalist friend on talking about just this case. They're there exploring weapons smuggling, and then they come upon this. And my criticism of the Christian charities and all the charities is this, is that there is not oversight. There is not oversight. You heard, Jim Shepherd on the first hour doing a great job. You know, had a big hurricane down in Latin America, sends a bunch of water filters free to El Salvador. 6 months later, finds out they're all just sitting there in a warehouse. You know, this happens to... I've given money to charities before and found out it's used for something else. I mean, now when I go to a counter and I'm buying something, they go, would you like to give some money to United Way or Red Cross? I'm, no. Well, why not? Well, because they give a lot of their money to Handgun Control Incorporated and, you know, all this other stuff. But the big charities out there won't do what some good charities will do. If they find fraud going on, they'll talk about it. They'll expose it. No, no, no. You're not going to hear it on the big Pat Robertson shows, the rest of it. talking about the fraud and when in how this money's being used. And time again, these refugee camps and Christian funding goes for mind control projects, drug dealing, prostitution, slavery, sex slavery. It's going on. We got to talk about it. We got to admit it. We got to know what's going on here. And the government sell the documents and allow it to happen. And DynCorp provides the planes. In the case of the Balkans, I mean, they were found guilty of it. Just found guilty of it. We don't just make these statements on here, but you heard our guest. I mean, he was just, you know, I mean, I was reading quotes out of the article, and he was like, well, I don't really, well, and I would go, well, here, let's read the quote. You know, but I talked to him this morning. Well, my wife had him on speakerphone, sounded real calm and happy, and you could tell he was scared. This is scary stuff. The other reporters don't want to come on. They're scared. You know, don't use their names. It is scary. But when you realize the cost of not fighting these bastards, excuse me, these demons, then when you count the cost, it's way higher to not do anything. Oh, boy. This is only one small piece of the big story, and it's at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com in the section on it. The convictions, the admissions, all of it. It's right there. There is so much here I want to go to. I want to go to your calls, and I want to go back over some of this news, but we'll go to the calls first here in just a moment. First off, I've made 10 films. I've written a book. I've published a book. I carry other people's books. I carry other people's great videos. The best stuff you're going to find, audio books on tape and CD concerning the New World Order and 9/11, very well produced. George Humphrey's material. Tex Mars, the Loss of Liberty video about the government attack on that ship to blame it on Egypt. They're all excellent. You need to have them, and your purchase supports this show. And with my videos, I want you to make copies of them. I want you to get another VCR and make 50 copies and give them to police chiefs and sheriffs and county commissioners and talk show hosts and your pastor, your rabbi. Get this information out, folks. 9/11, Road to Tyranny covers the history of government-sponsored terror, September 11th. Masters of Terror focuses almost exclusively in on 9/11. It's part two. There's Police State 3, Total Enslavement, what the New World Order is, who runs it, who the neocons are, Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, government-run white slavery rings, gun control, the cashless society control grid, Building 7. I mean, that's a two-hour, 40-minute film. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. All of these, $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order three or more of the videos. My book's $12. Watson's $19.95. Get a second copy for $11.95. I got InfoWars.com, bumper stickers. It's all at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com online to order. Or call toll-free, and don't wait, folks. Make the call. 1-888-253-3139. We're unlocking minds like never before because the evil is so out in the open. All we got to do is point it out. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me. Write me a letter to Alex Jones at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Make the call, go online, write the letter today, take action, and join us in the defense of this republic and our families. It's life or death. All right, let's talk to Storm in New York, who's been holding since the last hour. Go ahead, Storm. Thank you.
Hi. Hello, Alice. Yeah. All right, since your other guest, he left, so I'm going to talk something else on the subject.
You were talking Skull and Bones. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Or talk about whatever subject you want, sir, First Amendment.
Oh, okay. All righty. All right, well, with the Skull and Bones, I was wondering, too, isn't that linked to Freemasonry? Because, you know, what I was thinking, I do know about this. The Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, not the York Rite. York Rite is shorter because that's only 11 or 13 degrees. But the Scottish Rite, you have to go to 32, and then you get your honorary degree, which is your 33rd degree, only if you do something that will help bring about the great work. Otherwise, you just don't get it.
And there's also degrees above 33rd.
Are you talking about the 44th degree Rite of Memphis or something like that?
There's 360 degrees.
Right, because there's 360 degrees of the sun.
And believe me, they're not happy that I'm saying this on air.
Uh-huh. All right, let me ask you this.
You know, this is the Lone Star State, and so I know all about it.
Uh-huh, yeah, I know. Well, let me ask you this, though. Past the 33rd degree, what's the guy's name?
It descends into pure Luciferian worship.
Victor Borgenine is the 33rd degree. There are the degrees above that are considered beyond the veil, right? That was the phrase that's used.
Now, let me just stop you for a minute because I want to make this clear.
Okay.
It's like if you say the Red Cross is bad, people go, hey, I volunteered and put out soup. Don't say that. No, we're saying the leadership.
Yeah, right.
Let me just stop you because it's the same thing. I know you know this, but it's for the listeners.
Yeah.
You know, most of the people that died at the Alamo were Masons. They weren't evil. They were just inducted into it.
Right. Those are
they
Blue Lodge guys.
Let me just continue.
Yeah, right.
Now, I had a lot of family, you know, at San Jacinto and the rest of it. This state was founded by... you know, Masons, and George Washington wrote about evil Masons taking it over, and then they added in all this Luciferian stuff, but that had really always been there. John Quincy Adams tried to ban it because they were trying to overthrow the country for the British again.
Yeah,
let me just finish.
Right, all right.
There are secret societies within secret societies, and there's wars that go on in these groups.
Yeah.
But when you get into things like Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, that's above the 33rd. Those are the real secret societies that use the envelope of the secret society of Masonry to control things. And so when you're telling the average Mason who's, you know, 32 degree this, they've never heard any of this, they're angry at you. But if they just read what Albert Pike, their own Supreme Grand Mason, said, he worships Lucifer. Go ahead.
Right, but all right. Well, first of all, 32 degree is pretty high, though. I would say the ones that are much below 30, because once you get up to 30 and 32, 31 to 32 of the Scottish Rite, that's pretty much, as a matter of fact, at 32, you could be a Shriner. But what I was saying is that, now you mentioned about the Skull and Bones, that's above the 32nd degree. So that means that if somebody doesn't want to work their way up from a Blue Lodge and go all the way up to the 33rd degree, they could just go to Yale and join the Skull and Bones.
Go to Yale, they only pick 15 people.
Right,
every
okay, well, let's say if you're lucky and you pick a little
It's not like it's
lucky.
Walmart or something where you just go in and get your little degree.
Oh, no, I know.
You've got to be, they're all intermarried and related. And most of them are British aristocracy or flat-out royalty.
Royalty. But they're taking women.
Yeah, take Kerry. He's related to all these people. Bush Sr., according to Reuters, is cousins. His father, the Walkers and the Bushes, could go back to England and declare... title lands, my friend.
Well, what about Clinton, though?
Clinton is the illegitimate son of a Rockefeller governor. His mother was a whore, and that's admitted.
Okay. Well,
they have illicit breeding programs and sidelines.
All right. But with the Skull and Bones, though, they're in the Scottish Rite. How that came about was there was a two femur bones and a skull that was buried somewhere in Scotland, right? And that's how the Scottish Rite came about. So isn't that linked to the Skull and Bones, or... Or aren't they one in the
well,
same?
Sir,
or they
I mean, it is Masonic, okay? But these are the high-level people. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate interesting points there. Let's go ahead and talk to, William in Canada? Go ahead.
How are you, brother Alex?
Good, go ahead.
That's the second time I'm calling you. I'd like to tell you when I graduated in the Jesuit school, in the Jesuit seminary to be a priest, we have to swear the similar oath to the Mafia, equal oath to the Skull and Bones, similar oath to any other top secret organizations. And our oath was to the Pope directly. That's right, brother. Our oath was to eliminate any opposition to the Catholic institution. And I'm telling you, when I graduated in Brazil, I couldn't believe my eyes what I'm going through.
Well, look at the Secret Service. I mean, that name is hidden in plain view.
You know, when I graduated as a Jesuit, we've been told that any Protestant or any opposition to the church have to be eliminated globally. Now, as you mentioned slavery, so when my father, I came from Jewish, I'm a Jewish person. My mother was an Orthodox Jewish. They put me on a Jesuit school back in Brazil because the family was big after the war. We immigrated in 1946 to Brazil after the war. We were poor. We couldn't afford to... So they decided to put me in at the age of 5 to the Jesuit seminary. And I tell you something, brother. My father used to say how they, during the war in Germany, they taking the children away from the parents as guinea pigs for experiment.
And the same thing's happening today.
Nothing new today. Here in Toronto, last year, that was in the National Post and the Star, about how many hundreds of Polish girls that have been sold to the black pimps here, and not only black pimps, but Vietnamese girls and from the Orient, they've been sold.
And those are just the low-level
street pimps. That's right. Right in Canada, thousands of girls are sold as a sex slave by the government here cover up because it looks bad for Canada. The police don't get involved because, well, we don't want to be racist or discriminating anybody.
Well, their bosses own the trade, sir.
That's right, the bosses. And when you look at in the United States, we have sex slaves. We have.
They just found a couple
slaves.
Hundred in Houston, by the way. Modern
news story. Across the world, we have slaves. There is a friend of mine that was in the kibbutz in Israel, and he told me 2 years ago, and last year he mentioned, his name is Vito. He says, you know, Pastor William, let me tell you something. There in kibbutz in Israel, when you have rumors how many girls are brought from Poland, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, Soviet, Ukrainian, they bring in girls as sex slaves to Israel, and the top-notch people are using them. When they get venereal disease, they're just shot in the spot and buried in the ground like a rat. They don't care about human life in Israel. The white girls are brought in as sex slaves to Egypt. I talked to the Arabs about this. They all come with the same information.
Oh, Saudi Arabia.
Please, Alex, please. In America, it's not immune from slavery. America, it's an evil country. You know, after, as a Jesuit, I joined the Special Forces Green Berets. I've been in the American Army as an officer. American soldiers are so badly brainwashed, they don't even know who they serve. You can write this down. They're talking about fighting for freedom, peace, democracy, and I'm fighting for my country. How can you fight for your country when you don't even own that country? When I ask Lieutenant Colonel Bogrich, I ask him, maybe you heard about Bogrich. When
yeah,
I ask him, do
it.
You have any ownership of this country? Do you own this country? Could you do me a favor? Can you give me 1,000 acres of land? Let's make it 100 for free. He was laughing to my face. I say, you don't own this country. You don't fight for peace. You fight for slavery. Slavery of what, brother? Slave Robbins, you fight for
freedom.
Let me
just stop
slaves?
You, sir.
One man's slavery, sir.
Your friend in Israel, he's upset about him killing the sex slaves?
Yes, he told me that he have witnessed those things, and he says, unbelievable. And the rabbi that phoned you and the rabbi that discussed about torture, that rabbi doesn't know the Bible. Because the Jesuit seminary, they teach us the art of torture. The Franciscans, the Dominicans, they teach us the art of torture. And American force is teach, they are trained in the art of torture, the American GIs. They've been torturing people in Vietnam, in Korea, in Japan. Is nothing new. American GIs, they've been conditioned to torture foreign people.
Hey, William,
yes.
Send me some documentation. I mean, I know about the Israel and the Arab stuff, but send me some documentation. Maybe I'll have you on as a guest. Thanks for the call. Oh, but I guess you don't want to know about that, America. You got a Super Bowl coming up, some beer to drink, some pizza to eat. Okay, you're gonna live in a police state, too, and I hope you enjoy it. Let's talk to Ann in New Mexico. Ann, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Well, that was incredible, wasn't it?
Oh, and I have more sad news to tell you. By the way, Yahweh bless you. I was listening to Fresh Air on NPR the other day, and Peter Landisman was being interviewed, and his article is entitled, in the current issue of New York Times Magazine, that would be NewYorkTimes.com, The Girls Next Door. And this is the underbelly of the amnesty bill. They're trading and buying and selling women and toddlers and young girls.
Yeah,
and,
no, they
bringing them
hidden,
into
in buildings in Houston. They're always finding hidden sex slave dens.
Oh,
with Mexicans. Yeah,
it was so awful. I had to turn the radio off. It was so horrible. So I sympathize with you that you have to even report this kind of stuff.
And this is the government that wants our liberties, folks, that's setting up a police state for us.
So, and by the way, you were asking about the connection between the Patriot Bill and that football player. Well, the Super Bowl is coming up.
Yeah, for those that don't know what we're talking about, during the State of the Union, when they talked about the Patriot Act, they cut to the quarterback of the New England Patriots using psychological warfare to associate the Patriot Act with something good. Yeah.
Right, subliminal programming. And, of course, the Super Bowl is this Sunday. And, by the way, there was a movie entitled Black Sunday.
Well, I don't know if anything bad is going to happen. I hope not.
I certainly hope not. But anyway, Yahweh bless you, Alex. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. We'll come back and talk to Marcello and Michael, hit one or two final articles, and that's it for this show. And then I got to go throw up. Oh, man. But you know what? We've gotten here because we've gone from being so straight and strong and upright just to the cesspit of Earth. The whole planet is under the control of the Dark One. And the yuppies don't want to admit up to it, don't want to fight it, and so they're all going to pay too. They're going to be chewed up by this system.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Let's face facts, shall we? The only place that bald is beautiful is on cue balls and eagles. Yet millions continue to suffer through hair loss needlessly. Now some good news. Nissim International has developed the new Hair Biofactor Stimulating System, a product line of ultra-deep cleansing shampoos and hair stimulating extracts designed to maximize the natural growth cycle of your hair. Nissim New Hair Biofactor Shampoos are the only shampoos guaranteed to reduce and control excessive hair loss within 1 week. Nissim Stimulating Extract has been clinically proven to re-stimulate hair growth with a success rate of over 85%. The Nissim system has been clinically proven, and it's guaranteed to control hair loss within 1 week or your money back. Call Nissim International today and mention this radio ad to receive a free travel size shampoo. Dial toll-free 1-800-65-NISIM. That's 1-800-656-4746, or visit www.nissim.com.
All right, final segment, couple final calls. The world is under the black wings of the New World Order. They're psychopaths who are sadistic and enjoy wickedness. They want to create poverty, so you are dependent on them. And if they ever get our guns, which they're doing rapidly, you're going to see all the things they have in Eastern Europe, the things they do in Mexico, the things that are all being brought here and institutionalized and normalized, which ensure the continued predatory, sadistic, Malthusian parasitic systems of the globalist. We must expose these murdering maggots of hell. We must face the reality. We must get involved. And I'm telling you, folks, there is a God, there is a heaven, there is a hell. And if you don't get involved and fight this, you are going to hell. And I'm telling you, that's a good thing. Because anybody that doesn't fight this deserves hell. 45 million abortions. Now they want to kill newborn babies. Legalizing cloning past birth, using them for body parts. It's just, hell itself has been unleashed. The gates of hell are just wide open. And I'm telling you, we're in a lot of trouble here, folks. Let's go ahead and talk to Marcello in Canada. Go ahead, Marcello.
Hello, Alex. Firstly, I'd like to comment on what you've been talking about today, about what's happening with the children is completely abhorrent and nothing short of a defilement of humanity. And, the other thing I was calling about was I'm part of a Yahoo group, and I get these emails. This group's called Truth Out Canada, and get a lot of interesting information and stuff that's not covered. And I just want to ask you if you heard about John Buchanan and the New Hampshire primaries for the GOP primary.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Apparently he's calling himself the 911 truth candidate, and he's exposing this whole 911 thing as a Republican.
What's his name?
John Buchanan. In fact,
Email it to tips@infowars.com. We'll get him on.
Okay. It's just a little short speech. It was included in the email. I don't know if you want me to read it.
Read. Oh, we got a few minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. Good afternoon, and thank you for welcoming me so warmly. I stand before you today less as a candidate and more as a messenger, and the message I bear is simple and stark. We have all been lied to about 9/11. The country is in mortal danger, and the only thing you can make it right. If you need a label, I stand here as a 9/11 truth candidate, and some may thus dismiss me as a single issue candidate, and in a narrow sense, that is true. But if you consider that 9/11 has led us into fiscal ruin, endless war, and constitutional twilight, my issue is the mother issue of our age.
Yeah, very well said. I'll get him on. Thanks for the call. We're out of time. But very interesting. Let's take one final call, and I guess who's that final caller? Mike in Texas, go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. You had made the statement a while back that you felt like the elections had been rigged since they blew Kennedy's head off. In my own research, I'd have to agree. In talking about the secret societies, you see all this emphasis on the democratic race and debate, and talked about
WWF wrestling.
You talk about Dean being part of Dean Witter family, and the other one being Skull and Bones. My question is this: at that level, wouldn't they know that it's rigged?
Well, of course.
Why would they go through all that effort?
It's staged, my friend, and you take Wesley Clark. I mean, he's a Rhodes Scholar, head of NATO. It's all the same deal. This is theater. WWF wrestling.
I mean, they get some sort of compensation for going through all this effort.
Of course they do, yeah. And they get to be in the cabinets, and they get to be in the power structure. They get to become president later. We're out of time.
Thanks.
Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Take care.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.